Die müssen flexibel eingestellt dafür sorgen, dass sie so flexibel waren, heute hierher zu kommen. Wir wollen mit unserem Chor wieder Abend weitermachen, so wie wir es normalerweise praktizieren. Ich werde zunächst anfangen, ganz kurz eine Einleitung zu geben. Herr Maharaj darum gebeten hat, und dann wird er den größeren Teil des Abends bestreiten. Ich werde die sonst auch in der deutschen Sprache sprechen, und Maharaj wird dann in der englischen Sprache fortfahren. Ist und das Wenn irgendwo? Ja. Wouldn't it be good then, Maharaj, for the translation if you are there in that part? Or should it come? Because I fear if there is a translation here, it's irritating. Geht man nicht auf. Ich glaube wirklich, dass es natürlicher, wenn Maharaj mit da ist, so übersetzt. Also das wird uns schon in Böhmen ist, glaube ich, bekannt, oder das braucht man nicht beweisen durch enges Zusammensetzen in so einer Lebenssituation.
Thank you. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Wir beschäftigen uns mit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu durch die Augen von Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, der Schüler Swami Damodar Goswamis, hat die Aufzeichnung, die sein spiritueller Meister von Gauranga Mahaprabhus Lila gemacht hat, studiert und in die Schatzkammer seines Herzens eingesperrt. Aus dieser Schatzkammer präsentiert er uns verschiedene Juwelen, verschiedene Vignetten. Vignetten sind so Ausschnitte aus dem Chaitanya Lila, und wir werden uns heute mit Text 5 befassen. Nidadve Gaudiyan Jagati Parigriya Prabhuriman Hare Krishna Devanga Nana Vidana Kirtayato Boho Iti Prayam Shiksham Janaka Ivate Pya Paridisham Shochi Shuno King Mena Yana Sharanim Yasyati Puna Sachi Suno Punaha. Wird Sachis Sohn jemals wieder auf dem Pfad wandeln, der zu meinen Augen führt? Dieser Sohn von Shochi hat die Menschen aus Bengal als seine eigenen Leute angenommen und wie ein Vater gelehrt, indem er sagte: Bitte, chante diesen Hare Krishna Mantra jeden Tag für eine festgesetzte Anzahl von Runden. Wenn dieser Sachinanda oder Sachisuno jemals wieder auf dem Pfad wandeln, der zu meinen Augen führt. Wir werden jetzt eine kurze Erläuterung dieses Textes hören. Liebe Devotees, jeden Morgen in Navadvip kamen die Einwohner Nadias früh Nashrivasandam. Dort hörte zu diesem Zeitpunkt gerade der Kirtan auf. Und Gauranga Mahaprabhu ging auf Srivasandam auf die Straßen. Jeder, der ihn sah, sah in ihm den wiedergekommenen Krishna und brachte Geschenke herbei aus Bananen, Ghee, Joghurt und auch anziehenden Blumengirlanden. Die Devotees, die dort ankamen und Gauranga Mahaprabhu beschenkten, waren keine gewöhnlichen Devotees. Sie waren Devotees, die mit allen Inkarnationen von Krishna gekommen waren. Der Herr war deswegen sehr glücklich, und gab ihnen alle eine persönliche Unterweisung, indem er sie um sich sammelte, genauso wie ein Vater seine Söhne und Töchter um sich sammelt. Und er sagte: Bitte hört mir zu. Hört diesen Hare Krishna Mahamantra jeden Tag und werdet glücklich. Dies ist der Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Dann hob der Herr seine Hände und sagte: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Das Mahamantra. Geht alle los und chantet das Mantra entsprechend einer festgesetzten Anzahl von Runden. Lord Chaitanya gebrauchte das Wort Nirbanda. Nirbanda bedeutet fünf verschiedene Sachen. Und diese fünf verschiedenen Sachen geben uns an, wie wir chanten sollten. Nirbanda in der ersten Übersetzung ist, dass man jeden Tag eine festgesetzte Anzahl von Runden chantet. Warum chanten wir jeden Tag 16 Runden oder 24 Runden oder 64 Runden oder 4 Runden? Warum eine festgesetzte, eine Nirbanda-Anzahl? Es liegt daran, dass wir Krishna zeigen wollen, dass es unser Ernsten ist mit ihm. Seht, meine lieben Devotees, wenn ich heute euch empfange und morgen euch nicht empfange, was denkt ihr dann über unsere Beziehung? Heute sage ich Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Govinda. Morgen sage ich. Natürlich möchtest du mit so einem Menschen keinen Kontakt haben, weil du weißt, er ist nicht konsistent in seiner Beziehung zu dir. Wenn du an einer Beziehung mit Krishna interessiert bist, kannst du nicht sagen, morgen, ja, heute nein und übermorgen auch nein. Aber vielleicht dann irgendwann mal wieder ja. Du musst konsequent sein. Du musst konsistent sein. Du musst, wenn du das ihn verehrst, durch den Mantra in einer Nirbanda schenken. Nirbanda heißt aber noch was anderes. Das heißt, dass man mit gefestigter Konzentration schenken sollte. Fixed Concentration. Was heißt Konzentration? Konzentration heißt, dass es eine Einheit geben muss zwischen deiner Handlung und deinen Gedanken. Konzentration tritt immer dann auf, wenn Handlung und Gedanken eins sind. Und jetzt zum Beispiel kocht Paramatma Krishna eine Gemüsesuppe. Wenn er das konzentriert macht, dann wird er kochen und nicht beim Gedanken und beim Kochen wird er dann nicht über Kung Fu meditieren, sondern über Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi. Oder jetzt gebe ich eine Lecture. Wenn ich eine Lecture gebe, werde ich nicht über vedische Psychologie jetzt nachdenken und ausspacen. Obwohl es ein interessantes Thema ist, ist meine Handlung, jetzt eine Lecture zu geben. Das heißt, meine Gedanken sind da auch. Nirbanda bringt Handlung und Gedanken zusammen. Und das passiert beim Chanten. Dhyan Chandra Goswami sagt, du solltest chanten, indem, jetzt wird es ein bisschen esoterisch, festschneiden, die ein bisschen interessiert sind an der Philosophie, genau zuhören bitte. Du chantest und während du chantest, gehst du in dein eigenes Herz und gehst von da mit deiner Aufmerksamkeit in das Herz des Mahamantras. Also, um es einfach auszudrücken, du gehst in die Tiefe bei dir selber und beim Zuhören des Hare Krishna Mantra. Du gehst ins Herz der Sache. Konzentration, Handlung und Geist sind eins. Dann Nirbanda heißt, du solltest mit Enthusiasmus chanten, das ist eine andere Sache. Nirbanda heißt auch, du solltest, während du chantest, entschlossen sein, dein spirituelles Ziel zu erreichen. Du chantest Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna und so weiter und meditierst dabei über Radha und Krishna, deren Namen du chantest. Wenn ich zum Beispiel Govinda anspreche, ist es okay, dass ich da ein Beispiel gebe. Ich sage Govinda und so ein bisschen was. Das ist was anderes, als wenn ich sage Govinda!
Ja?
Sofort fühlt er sich angesprochen, weil er merkt, da wird ein Kontakt gemacht. Meine Gedanken sind bei ihm. Ich nuschle nicht etwas und denke an was anderes, zu Deutsch gesagt. So eine Banda heißt, du chantest mit Entschlossenheit einen Kontakt zu machen zu Radha und Krishna. Und Nirbanda heißt schließlich auch noch, dass du eine zuneigungsvolle Respekt für deine Praxis hast. Also Lord Chaitanya sagte, geht los, ihr Devotis, und chantet mit Nirbanda. Nirbanda heißt eine festgesetzte Anzahl von Runden, Konzentration, Einheit von der Handlung und Gedanken, Enthusiasmus, Entschlossenheit, das Ziel zu erreichen und zuneigungsvollen Respekt für die Praxis. Ich würde euch empfehlen, ihr lieben Devotees, die ihr diese Aufzeichnung hört, um euch diese Sachen zu notieren und dann beim Chanten zu versuchen, immer wieder eines dieser Praktiken neu dazu zu führen, sodass eure Praxis Leben bekommt und nicht stirbt. Da sagte Lord Chaitanya. Iha hoit sarva siddhi hoibe sabada sarva kshana bala ite vidhi nahyara. Wenn ihr das macht, das Hare Krishna Mantra mit Nirbanda chanten, werdet ihr alle Vollkommenheit erreichen. Sie handelt immer. Es gibt keine andere Regel. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur führt aus, wie man Japa chanten sollte. In den vedischen Schriften werden normalerweise gesagt, dass am meisten Nutzen da ist, wenn ein Mantra, am wenigsten Nutzen ist da, wenn ein Mantra laut gesprochen wird. Ein bisschen mehr Nutzen ist da, wenn das Mantra wispernd gechantet wird. Und noch mehr Nutzen ist da, wenn das Mantra nur im Geist gechantet wird. Ich glaube, das ist verständlich für uns alle, warum die Veden davon ausgehen, dass nur das, was im Geist getan wird, von Bedeutung ist. Wenn jemand zum Beispiel hier nur im Körper sitzt, unkonzentriert und laut im Geist woanders ist, hat er nichts von der Vorlesung gehabt. Er war nicht eigentlich da, nur der Körper war da. Aber derjenige, der konzentriert ist im Geist, der hat viel davon gehabt. So ist es auch mit dem Japa-Chanten. Wenn du nur laut daher chantest, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Und mit dem Geist abwesend bist, hast du nicht so viel, wie wenn du jede Silbe innerlich durchdenkst. Aber Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur schlägt eine andere Art des Chantens vor. Er sagt, man sollte chanten auf die Upangsu-Art und Weise. Upangsu-Art und Weise heißt, so wie Prabhupada es im Nektar der Hingabe angibt, nämlich leise für sich. So sollte Japa gechantet werden. Also, wenn du leise chantest, dann musst du dich konzentrieren mit dem Geist und hast auch den Nutzen der Klangschwingung. Wollt ihr mal leise? Also so wisst man, dass nur ihr das hört. Macht mal bitte den Versuch. Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur sagt, einfach indem man fortwährend den Mahamantra im Upangsu-Japa chantet oder sehr mild chantet, wird jeder die Vollkommenheit erreichen. Hier wird gesagt, dass Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu die Leute aus Bengalen als seine eigenen Leute akzeptierte, und sie wie ein Vater, der seine Kinder unterrichtet, lehrte. In Puri hatte Raghunath Goswami diese herzzerreißenden Szenen gesehen, wenn die bengalischen Devotees zu Gauranga Mahaprabhu kamen. Er hatte gesehen, wie Gauranga Mahaprabhu und seine Servants, wie Gauranga Mahaprabhu Gelanden losgeschickt hatte mit ein paar Servants. Und wenn die Pilger von Bengal kamen, wurden die alle gekrönt mit die, oder bekränzt mit diesen Gelanden. Und er hatte gesehen, was passiert, wenn jedes Jahr sich die bengalischen Devotees von Lord Chaitanya verabschiedeten. Dann sagte Lord Chaitanya zu ihnen, einerseits geht ihr durch so volle Mühen, um jedes Jahr nach Puri zu kommen. Am liebsten würde ich euch es verbieten, hierher zu kommen. Aber auf der anderen Seite kann ich es euch einfach nicht verbieten. Mein Herz sehnt sich jedes Jahr nach eurer glückverheißenden Gemeinschaft. Stellt euch mal vor, Krishna sagt zu euch, ich sehne mich nach deiner glücksverheißenden Gemeinschaft, Krishna, Krishna. Das wäre doch die Vollkommenheit. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sagte zu den Devotees aus Bengal, einerseits tut es mir leid, dass ihr über den Landweg zu mir kommen müsst. jedes Jahr. Das war damals mühsam, da gab es keine Straßen. Da musste man manchmal durch Dschungelwege gehen, indem man den Farn der Elefanten feuchte, die die reingebracht haben. In Südindien gibt es einen Samadhi-Platz für die Sannyasis der Madhvacharya Sampradaya, die durch den Wald gegangen sind und dabei zu Tode gekommen sind. Diese Samadhis von Wandermönchen, die zu Tode gekommen sind, haben sehr oft so zwei Tiger, die so springen, auf dem Samadhi. Das heißt, dass die Wandermönche auf dem Weg durch den Dschungel von wilden Tieren angefallen, Tigern angefallen wurden und zerrissen wurden. Das war die Situation damals. Also Lord Chaitanya sagte, ich fühle mich schlecht, dass ihr immer diese mühsamen Sachen auf euch nimmt. Ich bin ein Sannyasi, sagte er. Ich habe kein Geld. Wie werde ich euch jemals meine Schuld, die ich euch gegenüber empfinde, zurückbezahlen können? Ich habe nur eins, meinen eigenen Körper. Und diesen Körper gebe ich euch, meine lieben bengalischen Devotees. Ihr könnt ihn verkaufen, er ist euer Eigentum. Wenn die Devotees diese süßen Worte von Lord Chaitanya hörten, schmolzen ihre Herzen dahin und sie weinten, Tränen. Stellt euch mal vor, jemand sagt, Govinda, ich habe nichts, ich habe nur mich selber. Hier, du kannst mich auf dem Sklavenmarkt in Berlin verkaufen. Es gibt übrigens einen Schwarzmarkt, wo Menschen verkauft werden, habe ich schon rausgefunden. Ja. Meistens Polen. So, die wurde ich den Schmolz des Herz. Und sie blieben dann noch 5 bis 7 Tage länger, als sie wollten, aber dann liefen sie weg. Jeder, der mit Lord Chaitanya zusammenkam in Puri, besonders diese bengalischen Devotees, wurden durch den Strick seiner Barmherzigkeit an ihn gebunden. Genauso wie hölzerne Marionetten nach dem Willen des Puppenspielers tanzen, so haben sich diese Devotees nach dem Willen des Herrn gerichtet. Meine lieben Devotees, wenn wir das hören, dass Lord Chaitanya die Leute von Bengalen akzeptierte, da steht also nichts, ich kann hier nochmal nachgucken, in Sanskrit, von Deutschland oder von Bayern oder von Brandenburg, steht nur Gaudian, die Leute aus Bengal akzeptierte er, wie ein Vater, der seine Kinder annimmt. Sollte uns dann der heilige Neid überwältigen? Was mit uns? Liebe Devotees, fasst Mut. Dies ist ein Beispiel für ein Prinzip. Yeha tamam prapadyante. In dem Maße, wie man sich Krishna zuwendet, so antwortet er auf einen. Und diese Devotees von Nadia und Navadvipa hat nur einen Gedanken in ihrem Geist. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Als Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu den Sanya-Stand annahm, waren all diese Devotees so angehaftet an Lord Chaitanya, dass sie dachten, der Herr ist jetzt nicht mehr gegenwärtig hier bei uns in Navadvipa, dann ist uns das Leben gleichgültig. Und sie beschlossen alle, sich an dem Tag, wo sie erfuhren, Gauranga Mahaprabhu hat Sanyas angenommen, im Ganges zu ertränken. Advaita Acharya, der natürliche Führer der Devotees war, weil er schon um die 74 Jahre alt war und Acharya war, wurde von manchen Leuten darauf hingewiesen, dass verhindere es bitte, dass Tausende von Leuten sich am Tage, an diesem Tag das Leben nehmen durch Ertränken. Advaita Acharya rief aus, ich werde es nicht verhindern. Ganz im Gegenteil, ich werde als erstes vorangehen und mich als ersten ertränken. Hare Krishna.
Und so gingen sie alle zur Gange. So angehaftet waren sie. Durch Arm Krishna wirst du dich ertrinken oder Seil hattest du manchmal als kreative Lösung bei dir. Weil du nicht Goranga Mahaprabhu hast? No! Wir denken nicht daran, unser Leben zu beenden, weil wir nicht Goranga Mahaprabhu haben. Wir denken daran, unser Leben zu beenden, wenn wir keine Kekse kriegen. Oder wenn etwas nicht so läuft, wie wir das wollen. Diese Devotees waren so angehaftet, dass ohne Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waren sie nicht bereit, weiterzuleben. Oder, Herr Krishna? Deswegen war Lord Chaitanya ihm besonders zugeneigt. Im Bhagavatam und mit diesem Zitat möchte ich abschließen, heißt es: Yat yat diyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tat vapu pranase sadanugrahaya. Krishna, du bist so barmherzig zu deinen Devotees, dass du dich in der bestimmten ewigen Form der Transzendenz offenbarst, in der die Devotees immer an dich denken. Meine lieben Devotees, Prabhupada beschreibt, dass der Herr sieht, was ist der Wunsch seiner Devotees. Und wenn er den Wunsch seiner Devotees sieht, dann ist er diesen Devotees so zugeneigt, dass er sich in der Form dem Devotee zeigt, in dem der Devotee ihn sehen will. Der Herr offenbart sich jedoch nicht jemanden, der einfach nur so nachlässig ist oder unauthentisch in seiner Verehrung oder der Krishna verehrt, um ihn auszubeuten. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hat also mit diesem Text oder damit, dass er die Menschen aus Bengalen akzeptiert hat, ein Prinzip offenbart. Nämlich das Prinzip, dass er entsprechend der Art, wie man sich ihm hingibt, der Art, wie man ihn haben will, der Art, wie man an ihn denkt, immer bereit ist, auf die Devotees zuzugehen. Und für die Devotees in Bengalen, da war er wie ein Vater, der sie unterrichtete und sagte: Bitte chantet das Hare Krishna Mantra für eine festgesetzte Zeit. Oh, wer dieser Goranga Mahaprabhu jemals wieder auf dem Pfad gehen, der zu meinen Augen führt. Das war der fünfte Vers von dem Sachi Shun Ashtakam. Was ist das? Vers. Sri Sri Chaitanya Ashtakam. Oder nein, Sri Sachi Sun Vashtakam. Wir werden jetzt His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj einladen, kurz zu sprechen. Ich hoffe, wenn ich solche Beispiele gebe, dass ich da kein Treffer heutzutage, so mich Bilder zu machen. Also ich sollte vielleicht keine Beispiele von Devotees im Raum geben, außerhalb des Raumes, weil man sich sonst nicht so wohl fühlt. Also bitte entschuldigt mich, ich habe nur versucht, das Thema zeitgemäß und relevant für Ort und Umstände zu sagen.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Jinami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha-sunyavadi paschatya-desha-dharini Pajamavam-dita-bujau-kanaka-vadato Sankirtanai-kapitaro-kamala-yatakshya Vishvambaro-dvijavaro-yugadharma-palo Vande-jagat-priyakaro-karuna-vataro Namo-mahavadanyaya-krishna-prema-pradayane Krishnaya Krishna Charitamya Namami Gaura Trishe Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Charitamya Prabhu Yudhanamada Shri Advaita Vedakara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yantah pradishya mamavacham imam prasuptam Sanjeevayat akhila shakti darasvadhamna Anyam shahasta charana shravana dvagari Pranandamo bhagavate purushaya puryam Satchinandana Maharaj told us a little bit about the proper mood of chanting. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself taught his devotees to chant properly. Actually, Srila Jivagasami explains why this highest process of spiritual development is revealed to the people of Kali Yuga. He says the reason is simple, because they are very lazy. He says in the previous ages people were much more powerful, and for them this sitting and chanting mantra was not interesting enough, because they were able to fast for many days in a row, to perform austerities. And all these simple processes were not impressive. And therefore, for them, much more complicated Vedic procedures were developed to cater the needs of their minds, more or less. But we are very fortunate, because we are good for nothing. That's our big advantage. We are not capable of doing anything. And therefore the highest process and the most simple process was revealed to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a spiritual paradox in one sense. He came to teach us how to unite our heart with him. The highest process is love. There is nothing higher than this world. And all the Vedic procedures and Vedic literature and all the complicated things which are there as Vedas are ultimately to bring us to this point of love. Because there is nothing higher than love. And there is no need which is more strong and more acute in our heart than the need of love. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us how to get to this position of love, how to become sincere lover of God. He explained that the process for this is basically a very simple process. That we should chant together, we should sing together. But it's a very deep process as well. Because while chanting together or singing Lord's name together, we develop an ability to do something together, which is the sign of manifestation of love. People in this world, the most difficult problem in this world is cooperation, is to do something together because of envy. Everyone wants to be the first. Everyone wants to be the best. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that actually the essence of love is harmony. And this harmony is revealed through music. In music, if you want to do music, you cannot do something the best. You have to play with others. In the music, you want to sing the louder than anyone else. It won't be pleasing for you and it won't be pleasing to anyone else. In music you have to be, you have to tune yourself towards everyone else. By putting aside your envy. You know, if in music people sit together, you know, they have to do what they are supposed to do. Not what they want to do, not what they want to show. You know, if somebody, you know, somebody is singing and somebody will try to show how he's good in the dhamma. Then do something really crazy. Nobody will like it. He will not get any pleasure and nobody else will get any pleasure. This tendency of ours which is there is the biggest impediment in spiritual life. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, when you sing together and by singing together you are putting your hearts together. When you sing together and putting your hearts together, you gradually develop the taste for love. You gradually understand what it means to love. Because love is unity and love is harmony. And love means, Prabhupada gave a very profound, very deep definition of love. He said, if you love me, then you will cooperate with each other. And if we love Krishna, it means that we have common center, and with this common center, we will be able to tune ourselves towards each other and to connect with the heart. Sachinanda Maharaj very beautifully said that the main instruction which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to this simple process, it's a simple process. Technically it's simple, but there is a very deep and profound meaning behind. And he said, you chant with Nirbanda. And Nirbanda also means, you know, this deepest connection. When you connect yourself with what you're doing. And you cannot do this unless your heart is clean or purified. This is very difficult to do. So, this is the essence of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. He gave us this simple process. And ultimately the essence of this simple process is to free our heart from fear. And I wanted to tell a little story how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relieving his devotees from fear. When we turn away from Krishna, immediately fear enters into our heart. There is this famous verse in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhayam vidhiye vinivesha taksyat, ishala petasya vipariyos bhakti. As soon as you turn away from God, fear appears within your heart. And fear is the biggest problem in this world. Whatever other problem we take of this world, we can track it down and find the root of this problem in the fear. If we take psychological problem of people, if we take envy, what is envy? Envy is fear. Because you know, we're fearful that somebody else will take our position or somebody else is doing this. What is lust? Lust is also can be tracked down to fear. Fear of losing life or losing this possibility to enjoy, therefore this greed and lust and all these things are coming. So the fear is the poisonous root of all our problems. And the fear comes when the soul turns away from God. When we don't want to see God. And, you know, all this, ultimately all the psychological problems are coming because of this. And all other problems are coming from the psychology, from the psyche that we have. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this very well. And he said that ultimately if you chant with Nirbandha, with this deep absorption in the holy name, understanding that holy name is not really different from the Lord, then the fear will disappear. That there will be no fear in your heart anymore. So he himself came to show us how to do this. And this little beautiful story from Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Bhagavat also shows this. When he first started manifesting this unusual signs of ecstasy, all the devotees were very happy about it. And it was really unusual. It was so unusual that even his own mother became afraid. Sometimes she thought my son was crazy. He's gone crazy. Something really bad happened to him. Sometimes she would be afraid to approach him. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that she was so afraid, as much as Devaki was afraid when she saw how Krishna was killing Kamsa. When Krishna came to Mathura and killed Kamsa, and then he came to Devaki, to his own mother, which he has not seen before, besides the day of his birth, Janmashtami, you know, the Devaki became fearful. So in the same way, when Mother Shakti saw this manifestation of divine love, she became really in a Ashwari mood, because she said, this is something really strange. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fell unconscious and was there in the state of unconsciousness for 3 hours, for 4 hours. Sometimes he was unconscious for a long time. And then all of a sudden he would jump and started chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And sometimes he was crying and crying like the Ganges was flowing from his eyes. And sometimes he would become so ecstatic that he would remind the jackfruit. Have you seen a jackfruit? Jackfruit is a big fruit with a lot of this kind of little bumps or whatever. These little things. So his whole body became like a jackfruit, you know, because all the hairs would stand on end, and it was a big jackfruit. Or sometimes he would climb on the tree and was sitting on the tree and chanting Krishna, Krishna, and would start dancing on the tree, and then would fall down from the tree. And Mother Shakti she didn't know what to do. You know, people said you're just stupid, simple woman. Your son has gone crazy. You give him at least coconut water. You know, it will cool him down. And other people would say, you know, no, coconut water will not help because it's too severe a case of insanity. You know, coconut water is too simple. You know, it's the home remedy from insanity. It's not going to work. You give him some Shiva ghee, some Shiva grita, and put it on the head. Maybe this will help. Mm-hmm. And Mother Shakti, she was so emotional and so morose, she would say, yeah, maybe my son is crazy. And she was really convinced, but she didn't know what to do. And of course, the devotees would come in the evening and they started chanting. And Lord Chaitanya would dance and jump and, you know, cry. And sometimes he would become stunned. and his body would become like a stone. And for several hours he would become like a statue. And everyone was just amazed. And then all of a sudden his body would become like a butter. Soft like a butter. And he was saying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then at one point all the devotees gathered in front of him and he said, I will tell you a story. What happened with me? I was going back from Gaya and I came to this place which is called Kanainatasala. And there I saw a boy, and this boy was blue, like a sapphire. And he had a yellow silken dhoti, and I cannot describe how this dhoti was, how he was dressed. The way the dhoti was dressed, it's indescribable, so beautiful it was. And he had a garland, and he had a flute, and this flute was so beautiful, and he had a Kaustubha jewel, and all the different decorations in his body, and he was running towards me. And he came to me, and he embraced me. And then he disappeared. And ever since I'm looking for him, and I'm trying to find him, and I cannot find him. This is what happened to me, and therefore I'm asking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is he? And he would fall unconscious. And mother said, oh my goodness, what happened? What is this? And then when he would become conscious again, he would start crying, Haribol, Haribol, and everyone was, Haribol, Haribol. No, it was so loud. And it was midnight. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And all the neighbors, because of this roars, which would emanate from his house, the devotees were so happy, and all the neighbors, they would become so irritated. They would wake up and started saying, this Vaishnavas, they're really insane. Really insane. You know, why they're doing this at night? We should put them in prison. We should really do something about it. And they became so angry about all this nonsense which is going on. They were blaspheming to their heart, you know, content. Left and right, you know, this is crazy. What do they think, you know, God is sleeping now because it's night. How they can wake him up? What is pleasing if they are yelling this, Haribol, Haribol, what's good about it, you know? Why don't they cool down? And this Nimai Pandit, he's crazy, and this Srivas. Srivas is even more dangerous because it's happening in his house. We saw he's a elderly person, but he has become really crazy. And they started talking about Srivas. They said, you know, today, for sure, we will take his house and put it in the garden. You can have some idea what kind of house it was. It was not a very solid house. And somebody said, we will take this Srivas and pluck his eyes out. And give him to whoever wants. Because he's such a nonsense. And then they said, we heard the rumors. That already the Muslim king is sending 2 boats full of warriors. And these warriors are coming to our city and they will destroy the whole city. But we will take this Srivas and we will give this Srivas to them and we will tell them, you know, he's the culprit. Don't touch us. And these rumors were going on and going on and going on. And Srivas, he heard these rumors. And these people were really angry at him. And he became afraid. The fear entered into his heart. And of course he was trying to philosophize himself and trying to console himself. And he said, yes, of course, nothing is happening without the Lord, and yeah, but it was dangerous, you know, because everyone, just imagine yourself, when Srivas would go through Nadi, you know, everyone would, you know, point fingers and saying, this is the Srivas, And because of him, very soon the Muslim king will come and destroy everything and will do something. And Srivas became really shaken. And the Lord, being in the heart of everyone, he knew that Srivas has the fear. And I know how it is. Actually, fear is a very dangerous condition. I was during the Soviet rule, and I was somehow or other crazy enough to chant Hare Krishna at that time. And it was very dangerous. I remember at that time devotees, they would always, they would not talk about Krishna, they would talk about KGB. That was the main topic all the time because of the fear. You know, one side of the heart really wants to surrender to the Lord, but the fear is so dangerous and it's so strong, you know. It was very difficult. It was really very difficult. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just to teach us that if we really chant with this nirbandha, then the fear will disappear. This fear is there only because we chant not with the full heart. We chant half-heartedly. Not the full consciousness is there. Because when it's there, and it's also, it was like this in my little experience of this fearful situation. When you're really totally, completely hopeless, when there is no other hope, and you invest all your hopes in the holy name, then the fear disappears. I was once with the KGB man, and this KGB man was interrogating me. And it was really, he was really, you know, he was trying to psychologically terrorize me. We will put you in prison and you will be there till you will become old and, you know, everything will be destroyed, this and that. And in the beginning I was very fearful. But then at one point, what happened, it was an interesting story. We were together, alone with him, and he was really trying to put me down in the corner. And in the beginning I was kind of playing along with him and my psyche was trembling. And he was putting more and more terror on me. And I was... But then at one point, this Hare Krishna mantra, on its own accord, came to my heart. A very beautiful sound of Hare Krishna mantra started sounding inside. And I felt an amazing peace inside. And I looked and I thought, why am I so fearful? What is this guy? What can do to me? And I started smiling all of a sudden. And this guy started trembling at me. That was really, was like a switch, you know, the roles changed completely. You know, in the beginning he was all enthusiastic and, you know, I was fearful. But then when Hare Krishna mantra came, you know, the fear disappeared and I became very enthusiastic and relaxed and I was sitting like this and the guy started trembling like this. It was really interesting. Story, but this is what it is. And the Lord in the heart, he felt this psychological condition of Srivas Pandit. So he decided to relieve him. He decided to teach him this lesson. Because that's the purpose of his descent. He came to give us the cure from all the diseases. And this is only one. This holy name. But holy name chanted in the proper way. So, he came out from his house and he went to the streets of Navadvip. And it was so beautiful. He had this beautiful garland and beautiful dhoti which was wavered on the wind. And he was going along the Ganga. And his long hair, black hair, it was so beautiful. And he saw on the bank of Ganga the herd of cows. The cows were grazing and some cows were just laying down, taking rest, and some cows were running around and you know, fighting with each other. And he remembered his pastime as Krishna. And he said, I am him. I am him. I am him. You know, he came into this mood of Krishna. And this mood of Krishna. And it was not, it was for a very important reason. In this mood of Krishna, he ran to the house of Shivas Pandit. Shivas Pandit was locked inside and he was worshipping Narasimha there. Namaste Narasimhaya, Ugram Viramala Vishnu Vivalantamsa. It was really terrible. You know, he was doing the Arya, he was, well, please save me. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from outside started yelling, whom you are worshipping? The one whom you are worshipping is here. And Shiva Pandit, he came out from his condition, you know, he couldn't understand what's going on. And when he opened his eyes, he saw the Lord. And the Lord had four arms. Lord Chaitanya was sitting there with four arms. And Donald said, why are you worshipping somebody? I'm here. And why are you so afraid? You're so afraid. This is just nonsense. Why are you so afraid? And Shiva Pandit, when he saw the Lord in such a condition, he started offering prayers. Now you need the Tevravakushe, Taditambaraya. You know, he started reciting the verses from the 14th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, from the 10th canto, which Lord Brahma recited when he saw Lord Krishna. He said, yes, I know, that's you. You're Krishna, you're Murari, you are the protector of all the devotees, that's you. And Lord Chaitanya, when he accepted all these prayers, he said, why are you so fearful? Why? Tell me. What is the reason for your fear? This is all nonsense in your head. You know, don't you know that I am in the heart of everyone? Don't you know that my holy name, when you chant my holy name, it's not different from me? And of course, if I born, I will tell the king to take you to his custody. But if I don't want, I will not tell the king. Because everyone is listening to my commands from the heart. And Shiva Pandit said, yes, you're right. Sorry. But then Lord Chaitanya said, but even if he does something on his own, that's very interesting. I never heard this logic in Vedic literature. Because Lord Chaitanya said, let's imagine that the king doesn't follow my command from within the heart. Because we are, after all, somewhat independent. We are independent living entities and we have some foolish freedom which we sometimes misuse. And then let's say I tell the king to do something and he will do something else. And let's say he comes here with this box and try to arrest you. What I will do, I will be the first one to enter this box. Before they tell you, I will go to this box and I will tell all these soldiers, take me to this king. And then, when they take me to this king, I will come to the palace of the king. And he will be sitting in the throne. And I will enter the throne, his hall, his assembly hall. And when he will see me, he will become so afraid that he will roll on the ground and I will sit in the throne. But even if this doesn't happen, let's say this will not happen, he will still remain in the throne and I will stand there. Then I will ask this king, you call all your mullahs, you call all your pandits and everyone whom you have and let them read the scriptures. And you call your elephants and your horses and let them try to make these elephants and horses to chant the holy name of Allah. And if they will not do it, and they will never be able to do it, I will call all the animals from the kingdom. And all the deers and the birds and the elephants and everyone will come. And I will chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
then they will see. The king will see and everyone will see that all these elephants will start roaring with me. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And all these horses will start doing the same. And you can you imagine? It will be a nice kirtan there. And the whole with the horses and elephants and everyone else. And you know, he'll say, I will show this to show the power of the holy name. Because I came to relieve everyone from the fear by giving this holy name. And I will show how the holy name will work. And he will see. And he will become afraid. And he will also start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Why are you so fearful? And then, you know, just to show, to prove that this will happen, you know, and this point, this little niece, Narayani, niece of Srivas Pandit Thakur, she was there and she was 4 years old, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put his feet on her head and she became crazy. She started crying and she started rolling and she started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
She was chanting with a lot of nirvana, with a lot of concentration in her mind. She was so solid. And Lord Chaitanya again, he asked this question with which he started it. Why you're so afraid? Why you are afraid? And Srivas Thakur, he said a very important thing. He said, I'm not afraid anymore. Even at this very moment, the whole world will be destroyed. I will just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And I will remain completely calm and peaceful, as if nothing is happening. Because your holy name is totally capable of freeing one's heart from fear. Your holy name has this power. And now I know. I know who you are and I know why you came here. You came here to give us this remedy from all our problems. And from the most dangerous problem which we have, from the problem of fear. So, I just wanted to tell this little story about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he came, why he came, and how if we chant the holy name properly, with the proper concentration and proper understanding that the holy name can save us from the most dangerous situation. The holy name has this power because it's not different from the Lord. The only difference between the Lord and the Holy Name is that the Holy Name is more merciful than the Lord. That's the only difference. And if we chant with this, then our heart will be totally cleansed and relieved from the fear. This is the most powerful strategy of acknowledging how to turn our consciousness towards the Lord. And when our consciousness is turned towards the Lord, all the problems and problematic situations will disappear completely from our heart. And this little story about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he showed it to Srivas, and by showing it to Srivas, he also showed it to us. And this is what you should do. What you're supposed to do if you want to solve the problems of your life. Okay. Thank you very much.
I think if there are some questions, the folks can ask.
If there are some questions, then you can ask.
Yes. And there were I heard that the devotees in Russia, they also had a very hard time. You know, this, like in Lord Chaitanya's time, Vaishnavas were fearful because the environment was so. Stories how the whole name helped.
Oh, there's plenty of stories of this. There's amazing stories. There is a book which is called Salted Bread. I don't know if you saw it. It's a very interesting book, an experience of how devotees. But there are so many stories of this, how devotees became fearless. I told my little experience. I didn't really undergo so much harassment. It was little harassment, but in comparison with other people, I was relatively relieved from this. But even in my experience, I saw it. But you know, this story of salted bread is a story of Sachi Sutta, basically. And it's very touching story, because he died in prison. He died in a labor camp, in not in Siberia, but in the eastern part of Russia, in Orenburg, which is a very severe, it's a desert. And his cellmate, who was there with him, he described the story. And the story itself is how it works. He said that he couldn't eat for many days. He didn't practically eat anything. And then he felt that this is the last day, that the end, that this is the day when he's supposed to leave the body. Of course, he didn't tell anyone. He was totally calm. He was completely peaceful. So what he did, he washed his body. He take bath, and it's freezing. There's no hot water. You know, somehow or other, he managed to put this freezing water on his body. He put tilak with his toothpaste on his body, when he cleaned his body totally. Completely peaceful, completely calm, completely as if nothing is happening. You know, and he said, and his cellmate, he says that he sat in meditation, he sat in this, you know, lotus posture role. So he started chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. And he said that his cellmate said that he, somehow or other, he went away and he was not there for some time. Because he was sitting there. And, you know, he was smiling. He was so happy. He made a garment for himself from the newspapers. There was no flowers. He somehow or other took some newspapers and put this garment on him. Because he's preparing to meet with the Lord. He is going to meet with his flower. And he has to be clean and he has to be. And he said when he entered the cell, the prison cell, he saw him sitting smiling, really smiling, a blissful smile was there on his face. And he asked something, but he didn't get any answer. So he asked again. Again, he didn't get any answer. And then he came, and he realized that he left his body. He's not there. And his soulmate, he was an ordinary kind of person, criminal or whatever. He says, he wrote a letter to his parents, and he said, I saw how he died. And I have one desire, to die in the same way. Totally fearless, without any slightest fear, with complete happiness in the heart. And this is the most fearful experience which we have, the experience of death. Ultimately, all our fears are coming from this fear of death. Because fear of death means that we change everything, we leave everything behind. We don't know what is going on. We're completely in darkness. Nothing is clear to us. But this story is the most vivid illustration how you can be free from the fear. And even ordinary people, they could appreciate it. They said, this is what I want. This is my desire. I want to leave the body the same way, in the same consciousness. Of course, he doesn't know that there should be some price to pay for this. Some little condition he has to fulfill. He has to chant the holy name and to serve the holy name by chanting the holy name. And this is one story, but there are so many other stories which are there. And also an interesting story is that, you know, the devotees in the beginning, there was only one devotee, Prabhupada's disciple, then there were a few other devotees. And it was just a bunch of really kind of people who are not, you know, just a few people. So when the KGB, the powerful, this was the most powerful institution in the whole of Russia. Russia was a very powerful country at that time. And KGB was the most powerful institution in the whole of the country. So there was a special department created in the KGB to fight with just a bunch of devotees. And when the KGB came to me for the first time, I was very remotely connected with devotees. I was a little interested, but at the same time, I somehow or other, by looking at the devotees, I didn't take them so seriously. But when the KGB came to me, I understood that they take devotees very seriously. And I thought, maybe they know better than myself. There must be some power behind this. Why they are so afraid? You know, it's the most powerful institution, and became very alarmed because just a few people were chanting the holy name. Because subconsciously or on some deeper level, they understood this is something really dangerous. This is something really powerful. And that's also proof that there's something behind it. Which you can experience if you chant.
I have been to Russia too, and I was there at the time when the Krishna movement was just like when it has had the level of a restaurant, and. How do you see the future of the Krishna movement in Russia?
How do I see it? There is obviously. It depends on Krishna. Krishna knows better what is the future. What I see there, that there is definitely a lot of power in the Hare Krishna movement. Like we have festivals, Satyanand Maharaj comes to our festivals. Sometimes he doesn't come, I don't know why. But there are 3,000-4,000 devotees coming to this festival, and they are so enthusiastic, you can confirm it. They are very, very enthusiastic to chant. And even though we underwent certain difficult phases in our development, but at the same time I see that there is still a lot of very genuine enthusiasm in the devotees and in the people which encounter the devotees, despite of all this propaganda and a lot of difficulties which are inflicted upon us by some other religious organizations and so on and so forth. Like we have ashram now in Moscow. In Moscow we have two ashrams. And in one ashram we have 50 brahmacharis living, and in another ashram we have 30 brahmacharis living. So in Moscow alone we have 80 brahmacharis. And in the ashram which we have, where we have 50 brahmacharis living, this is where I live when I'm in Moscow most of the time. We have this education. We develop systematic education. And the devotees are so dedicated and so enthusiastic and so grateful. The young people, there are so many young, bright people. Some of them were students recently, some of them are young. And by seeing them, there is this logic, Sanskrit logic, that by taking one grain of rice, you can see whether the whole dish is ready or not. So by seeing these people, I can see that there is a future, because so many young people, bright and intelligent people, they enthusiastically participate in the activities of Hare Krishna movement. And I think there is a lot of potential. I hope so. And because also people see it as a viable alternative. What we have now in the country, I mean, there is no... it's kind of impasse. You know, there is, it's a dead end. You know, there is, and in Russia, it's somehow very clear. It's also clear in the West, I think, with the crisis and everything, but somehow people try to deceive themselves and think that there is some other alternative. But really, in reality, you know, this civilization is a misnomer. It's nonsense. It's the whole civilization is so artificial, completely. Doesn't have any, you know, it's so ridiculous from beginning to end. And Albert Einstein, he said a very good thing about modern civilization. He said that the perfection of means and the vagueness or unclarity of the goals seems to be the main problem of this civilization. This civilization, they perfected the means, but they don't know for what. You know, there are so many intricate and elaborate kind of methodologies and means, but there's no goal. I recently was in one conference, and there was one of the most famous philosophers in Russia, the academician. He's the editor-in-chief of the scholarly philosophical journal, the main journal of philosophy. And he basically admitted the same. He said, we know how to do things, but we don't know for what. And this is the modern civilization. The modern civilization doesn't have any goal. You know. And if the human being does not have a goal, you know, he can't be happy. And Hare Krishna movement is a movement which gives the meaning and goal to the existence, makes the existence meaningful. You know, and that's the only. Recently, there's another little example. I spoke with one man. He is a very intelligent young person. He had some career, and the devotee who employed him, the devotee happened to be his employee. So he got encountered with Hare Krishna philosophy. And before that, he was studying and trying to, you know, understand different schools and different religions and different things. A very beautiful and a very intelligent person. So he told me his impression, and that's a very fresh impression about Hare Krishna movement and Hare Krishna philosophy. He told me that you know, I saw so many different philosophies, but immediately when I started reading them, I already knew where the end is. This is the only philosophy where I cannot figure out where the end is. It's open-ended. It's so deep and so, you know, he's totally amazed. He said, I'm trying to find, you know, because usually I see this is the beginning and this is the end. And that's it. And it becomes boring at one point. But he said, in the case of Hare Krishna, I don't see what is the end. And he's right. There is no end to it. Because this is an amazing gift of God. He gave us the, you know, the endless, eternal space and the world to live. So I think there is some good indications that there is a good future. I don't know if I convinced you or not.
Here in Germany we also want to work in that direction to make a revolution. As we always like to think about this Hare Krishna movement, we are of course very, very far away from that. And we personally see that the book distribution is very important media. So maybe you can tell a little bit about some encouraging words that we can go out more with determination and do more in this service.
Yeah, book distribution is extremely important because you know, so many people, you know, when they get with the books, they really feel the difference. They feel that they need or encounter something which they have not seen. There is one devotee in Moscow. He's a banker. He works in one of the biggest banks and he's the head of the department of this bank. And he told me how he became, you know, a devotee. He got a book on the street and he put the book on the shelf. And for so many years it was there. And he said, at one point I became so stressed out by my work and by anxieties and everything that I couldn't sleep. Night after night after night, I couldn't sleep. So, at one of these sleepless nights, I took the Science of Self-Realization from the shelf. And he said, I read the whole book this night. And he said, you know, after reading this book overnight, you know, I realized that's it. This is good. That's it. You know. He said, I became a different person in the morning. Said my family was very surprised to see me because I was different. So, really, it is so important for people to have the, you know, the chance to hear what Prabhupada has to say and what Prabhupada gave. Prabhupada gave it in a very, very interesting way, in a simple in one sense, but also very profound way. Totally non-sectarian way, and everyone who is open-minded can relate to it. And that's exactly what this person said, whom I mentioned, that, you know, I read your books and I don't know where it's been. You know, I understand that this is a very long road to go. And everything makes sense. There is another story in this regard. There was one lady wrote a letter. She's from Siberia, living in a small town in Siberia. And she said, every time I read Bhagavad Gita, I cry. And every time when I read her letter, I also cry, because I don't cry when I read Bhagavad Gita, and she cries. She says, why do I cry? And she said, I read Bhagavad Gita at least 10 times. But every time when I read, I cannot hold my tears, because I feel that every word in this book is true. And that's so touching to my heart that, you know, it's just I can't help but crying, you know, because I feel that this is I'm seeing the truth, and I cry. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the real reading of Bhagavad Gita, when you read it and cry. So this is what Prabhupada's books do to people. You know, simple people, they read it and they understand everything. They feel that it is direct encounter with Krishna in the heart. So it is very important. There's no doubt there. I guess it's late. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sadanam bhavane subhadramai ki jai.
Jai.
Swami Vivekananda ki
jai.
Sachinanda Swami ki
jai.
Just give us this in the time. Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.